Hurricane ravaged communities along the New York and New Jersey shores are keeping an eye on the storm that arrived today, particularly concerned about wind damage and the possibility of surging seas in communities already hard hit by Hurricane Sandy. WBAI's Jose Santiago was back in the Midland Beach section of Staten Island as the storm arrived today, where residents hunkered down to try to ride out the storm. He files this report.
We're just hoping that we can get enough food out there for people to hunker up for a couple days. And I wish we had more blankets. We gave out about 200 blankets in the last hour here.
A Red Cross volunteer sitting in his warm van for a moment before moving on to the next stop, delivering blankets and other supplies to the many who simply will not leave their damaged homes. This as the National Guard troops, police, and sanitation workers prepared as best they could for the high winds and possible coastal surge expected to hit hardest around nightfall.
I think people probably need batteries and stuff like that. Biggest request is hot coffee, and we can't handle all the hot coffee and stuff. But people have been good to each other. They're kind of working around. And so today we're doing heater meals, which you heat up yourself automatically. It's kind of like a G.I. Joe type thing. And because our kitchen shut down because of the storm. And we should be back here hopefully tomorrow with hot meals again. And we got cleanup kits and all that kind of stuff. So we just keep working at it. It's going to be a slow process.
Are you concerned about what you might find when you come back, given that there might even be another surge, more water coming into this community tonight?
I really don't know about the weather. These people, especially in this area where we are right now, be hit really hard. They don't need any more water.
This woman, wrapped in layers of clothing, her home badly damaged, told us she is doing fine despite the wrecked cars, downed power lines, and piles of debris surrounding her home.
We're surviving. The people helping us to bring the food, warm stuff, and everything. So
it looks like you suffered quite a bit of property damage.
Yes, the material thing is nothing besides. We're alive.
Yeah. Now there's a storm coming. It's already snowing and raining this afternoon. How are you feeling? You're very close to the water here. What are your plans?
We're gonna go on the second floor. Yeah.
Looks like you had quite a bit of water down here. I see cars all over the place damaged. Are you concerned for your safety?
I don't know. We have nowhere to go. We don't want to go in the shelter because we have a lot of pets. And we save 4 cats during the storm, and we can't leave them in home. Former Soviet Union, we're survivors.
Yeah. Coping with disaster has been made easier for many because of the outpouring of support that hurricane victims continue to receive. I ran into this man who showed up in a van owned by a local private contractor and delivered clothing, water, and other items to a makeshift recovery center set up on a local street just a few hundred feet from the water's edge.
We are a church from the Bronx. We heard what happened over here in Staten Island, and we came out to help the people, assist the people in Staten Island the best we could. The gentleman, a gentleman from private sector here, just came out and just started giving us waters. There's a great need in Staten Island, and we're gonna try to supply that need today, so that's what we're doing. Before the Nor'easter comes, we're gonna supply to everybody.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Joel Bowser, Calvary Church in the Bronx.
As the afternoon progressed, we learned of a water main break in the Stapleton section of Staten Island. We saw rain coming down from the sky and water rising from the broken main beneath the ground, yet another problem for city workers. And at the site of the 150-foot decommissioned tanker ship that crashed ashore during last week's Hurricane Sandy, workers from a New Jersey marine company arrived to make sure the next surge, if there is one, does not carry the ship away. They seemed optimistic.
It won't be a problem. It'll stay right where it is.
what's the situation with this now?
Just filling it with water now. Gonna anchor it off to these steel pilings there. And this way it doesn't go anywhere. Then they'll determine what they want to do with it. Scrap it. Try to get it off. But for now, they just want to keep it here.
And again, with winds expected to top 60 miles per hour and at least one power outage reported already on Staten Island, hurricane-ravaged residents continue to take things in stride. With WBAI Radio, just asking people how they're doing, especially now that there's another storm coming in here.
How we doing? We're doing well. We're doing very well. Only we have to start do everything again from the zero, you know, step by step. It's not too bad what we can do.
Are you concerned that this storm is going to bring more water into this area?
Yeah, but I hope so. There will be a lot of water like the first time, like first storm. Hope so.
And how are you doing, sir?
We clean in house and we start to fix it, everything what was damaged. That's all what we can do for the moment.
For the WBAI Evening News, I'm Jose Santiago reporting from Staten Island.